Today, of course, is Labor Day, the first Monday in September. It's the baby of the labor movement aimed at honoring the social and economic achievements of American workers. But to find out more about the history of Labor Day, we're joined now by Seth Harris, Deputy Secretary of Labor, former professor of law, and the Director of Labor and Employment Law Programs at New York Law School. Welcome to WTOP, Seth.
Good morning and happy Labor Day.
Thank you. Same to you. So tell us a little bit about what Labor Day is, what it means.
It's a celebration of the hardworking men and women who built our country and changed our society. You know, it was the union movement and progressive politicians and social reformers who ended exploitative child labor and gave us minimum wage and overtime protections and safety and health laws, unemployment compensation, other laws that made our economy a lot fairer and helped to share our prosperity. Labor Day celebrates those achievements, and it holds the promise of more achievements to come.
Is there a person in particular who proposed the first holiday for workers?
Well, there's actually a dispute, as is apropos of the U.S. labor movement. There's a dispute over who started Labor Day. Some people think it was Peter McGuire, who was the General Secretary of the Carpenters Union and one of the co-founders of the American Federation of Labor. But I think the better explanation is that Matthew McGuire, no relation, who became the head of the New York City Central Labor Union, that he started it, because the first Labor Day took place in New York City. So Matthew McGuire is probably the better answer to the question, who started Labor Day?
Interesting. So when was actually the very first Labor Day holiday?
The first Labor Day was held on Tuesday, September 5th, 1882, in New York City. It was sponsored by the New York City Central Labor Union. 10,000 workers marched from City Hall through Union Square up to what is now Times Square in Midtown Manhattan, and there were speeches, and there were picnics, and there were parades, and it was a great celebration for the people of the city on that day, and it continues through today. There's still a parade in New York City. There are parades all around the country and picnics and celebrations of working people and what they've accomplished.
And when did it become Labor Day legislation? When was the first governmental recognition?
Well, it was recognized in the states also in the 1880s. Oregon was the first state to recognize it. It was recognized at the national level actually in 1894, and this is a very interesting story. In 1894, there was the bloody and very contentious Pullman workers who were striking against the American railroads. The American Railway Union was leading that strike, and President Cleveland, over the objections of the governor of Illinois, called out the U.S. Army to break the strike. Just a few days later, after the strike, the president realized that he and Congress had better do something to recognize working people, because he had gotten a pretty bad rep for what he had done with the strike. So just a few days later, they enacted Labor Day as a national holiday, even though 30 states had already created Labor Day holidays.
Wow, that is so interesting. Well, that's a great perspective, a nice piece of history. Look back on the origins of Labor Day. We thank you so much for joining us and for spending some time with us on Labor Day and actually laboring for us.
Thanks very much. I appreciate it.
That's Seth Harris, Deputy Secretary of Labor, also former professor of law and the Director of Labor and Employment Law Programs at New York Law School.